Factories in New Hampshire can pay more for energy than they would in almost any other state. There are steps they can take to reduce their costs, but those changes can be expensive, and they could even require policy reform. NHPR's Annie Ropeek has more on how businesses are tackling the problem of energy costs.
State business leaders have a big conference in Manchester every year just to talk about energy. At last month's meeting, a vice president from gunmaker Sturm Ruger talked about his company's challenges. Tom Sullivan says they're streamlining in lots of ways, but
the one thing we really don't have a lot of control over are energy costs.
Energy costs for Ruger are around $4 million a year. They use about as much electricity at their New Hampshire factory as it takes to power 1,000 homes.
You know, energy starts to become a driving factor in terms of where we're going to locate factories over time.
And in New Hampshire, energy is expensive. Recent federal data says the Granite State's electric rates for industrial customers are nearly 90% higher than the national average. So for facilities that need lots of power to run huge machines for hours a day, there are basically two options. Use less power or make your own on site, say with solar panels or biomass. But making those kinds of changes takes investment, and Sullivan says it doesn't pencil out for Ruger. The company is publicly traded and answerable to shareholders.
Typically, the paybacks are 7 to 10 years, and you know, our board is interested in investing in projects that have paybacks of 1 or 2 years.
Sullivan says it would do more to lower rates if the region builds more energy infrastructure and rolls back regulations. But some companies are taking a different approach. Nashua-based Worthen Industries makes special coatings for fabrics and paper. They're privately held, which gives them more flexibility on how they invest in energy improvements. Up here on the roof of their factory, 2,700 solar panels feed energy to the machines humming below.
And so on a day like this, it's pretty overcast. Like, what are they doing?
They're still working. Yeah. They're cranking more than you think.
Sustainability coordinator Doria Brown says this is one of the largest rooftop solar arrays in the state. It can provide up to 45% of Worthen's power needs. And whatever they don't use, they can sell back to the regional grid.
Our excess electricity goes into the electricity pool, and we get a credit for the electricity that we send out at a wholesale rate.
That's called net metering, and Brown says it adds value to the investment Worthen made in these solar panels by shaving a little more off their monthly bills. They'd like to install more panels, but they're nearly at the limit for what they can sell back to the grid. Governor Chris Sununu vetoed a bill to increase that limit last year. Democratic legislators say they'll bring the proposal back this year as part of a big push to support renewable energy. In the meantime, Worthen is investing in energy efficiency, outfitting their lights with timers and motion sensors, and tracking the power use of certain big machines. Worthen's sustainability director, Dennis Sasseville, says they'd welcome any new legislation that gives them more flexibility to do these projects, saving money and offsetting their environmental impacts.
Not everybody sees things our way in terms of that clean tech, clean energy is the way to go. We just think that that's really the future, and we think that New Hampshire should be on the forefront of that, not sort of lagging behind.
Across the state in Hanover is another company looking to reduce energy costs by reducing its footprint. Hypertherm is employee-owned and makes metal cutting machines, but they've decided making their own renewable energy is not the way to go. Here's environmental stewardship manager Robin Tindall.
We've investigated renewables a few times, including rooftop solar at this building, but we're such a big energy user that even filling our entire rooftop and some of our parking lots with solar panels would only give us like single-digit percentage of what we need.
Tindall says Hypertherm is focused on reducing their energy demand, and they've invested a lot in doing so. On a recent factory tour, Tindall showed a group of business leaders, legislators, and lobbyists one example, a big robotic arm busily cutting away at hundreds of copper castings.
It's called Becky. It's been here for a few years. That down there is Han Solo. I have no idea how they got their names.
The robots waste less material and spare human workers from repetitive motions. Becky can also run at off hours with the lights out, and it uses less energy than the machines it replaced. Hypertherm has reduced its energy use by 18% since 2010, saving $4 million. Tindall says they still rely on expensive power from the grid, but with some creative innovations, everything from processing mop water more efficiently to installing skylights, they're trying to use as little as possible. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.